considered or been aware of. And I would like to be confident in the policy that we vote on and not leave it, not vote and leave the policy open-ended with some changes that we don't know what they're going to be.
I don't know what the answer is. I think perhaps if you put an amendment in there that because if you can adopt it, you can always amend it afterwards. Mm. So you could adopt the policy and then
bring it to a workshop.
I could bring it to another workshop, and then we could look at amendments and then look at those amendments at another council meeting. That's probably...
Can I ask the CEO a question? We're talking 95% of this now complies and is up to the minute, yeah? But there is a part of it that needs probably a bit of a look at. Is that right?
I think that's what I'm hearing. So to create some further clarity in it, which we can do and then circulate and then bring back for further endorsement of potential changes to it at another meeting.
Councillor Redmond has a question.
Mr. CEO, through the chair, do you think it's wise for council to adopt a policy where a councillor has just pointed out that we would not ourselves be able to comply with that policy?
I think that the addition to point two with an exclusion for emergency services, vehicles and plant means that we can comply, and so I don't have any problem with adopting the policy as is. There is potential to make some further changes later if, as we do with all policies, if we find that there's an issue with them, we can bring them back to council for further changes later. But I'm not sure there'd be any immediate issue with adopting this particular policy.
Manager of Executive Services?
We can amend. We can put a review date in there. So if you want to adopt this or go with the recommendation this evening, I can suggest that we put in a review date of 6 months or 12 months or whatever, and bring it back to council with a further review on that date.
Through the chair, could I ask, why do we need to adopt the policy tonight?
CEO?
I don't know that we actually do, but Mr. Gillam might be able to add some more.
Mr. Gillam?
Probably more so that the current policy is completely out of date and not relevant, and we've just completed and installed and have operational a brand new CCTV network. So we don't have a policy that's relevant to it.
I've got a question for Mr. Gillam. So there's been, has there been breach of Shire facilities or vehicles in recent times, and loss of assets at the depot?
Break-ins, you mean? So there's been, since the new CCTV has been installed, we've had to hand over on four different occasions data sets to the police so far, yes.
Thank you. Director, Councillor Fletcher.
In relation, can we adopt the new policy tonight? I think if we're going to revoke the old policy, it then becomes that we do not have a policy. Mm. So we need to have a policy in place if we're going to revoke number one or term one.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Fletcher.
Can we add or amend, add to the policy that we ask the CEO, I did have it all written down here, to circulate the new policy and to councillors for updating by July 2026?
Is that at 2 or, yes, adopts the new policy?
Point 4, I would say.
CEO is suggesting point 4.
A review date
of July.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so it would just be conduct.
Councillor Gillies, are you prepared to accept that amendment?
Yeah, I mean, I would have preferred to have seen it earlier, but if everyone's accepting in July, then I can accept July.
Councillor Fletcher, are you accepting of the proposed amendment? Does that become the substantive motion, CEO? Thank you. Councillor Gillies, I'll ask you if you'd like to speak to this motion. Councillor Fletcher. Anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no speakers against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Thank you, councillors. Move on to item 18.4, Council Plan 2025 to 2035. I'll call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Gillies, would you like to read the motion, please?
The Council adopts the Shire of Bridgetown Greenbushes Council Plan 2025 to 2035 as presented.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor McRae, thank you. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Gillies?
I'm just pleased that the council plan has been finalised and will be available to the community. The information within the plan, I hope that we all take note of the indicators at the back and where we, I believe, have let the community down, and they've indicated as such. So I think that's good information for us, and I think that we need to keep that information at the forefront of our mind rather than just the glossy pictures and the lovely story within the council plan. So
thank you, Councillor Gillies. Councillor McRae, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone like to speak against the motion? Anyone else like to speak for the motion? Councillor Fletcher.
I particularly think that the whole thing actually reminds us all as councillors that, you know, we advocate and we represent, we facilitate and fund, we partner and provide, and we regulate, and that our values are, and I think in everything we do in council, to be inclusive, community-minded, creative, sustainable and cost-effective, and that's straight out of the policy, on what our purpose is as a council, and our purpose for, in being here for our community. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. I too would like to speak for the motion. I think this is a very interesting step that the department has made, because it really brings the administration into the process and makes them part of the process. When you look at before the strategic community plan, it was really a council community document, but this, it picks up all three components: the community, the council who represent the community, and the administration. It's a far more powerful tool, and I think it's a great outcome. If there's no one who wishes to speak against this motion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, Council. Move on to item 19.1, appointment of chairperson of the Shire of Bridgetown Greenbushes Local Emergency Management Committee. Call for someone to move the officer recommendation. I'd like to actually move this motion. So I will read it. That council appoints Councillor Michael Fletcher as chairperson of the Shire of Bridgetown Greenbushes Local Emergency Management Committee, LEMC, for a 2-year term in accordance with Section 38(3)(a) of the Emergency Management Act 2005 and the adopted LEMC terms of reference. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McRae. I'd like to speak to the motion. I kind of called Councillor Fletcher and asked him to step in on short notice to chair the first meeting with the new LEMC committee. I expected a really strong performance from Councillor Fletcher, and he delivered that. He's a very good manager, and I'm really pleased that he accepted to take this up. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Redmond?
Not to jump the gun, but in anticipation of this motion being passed, I wish Councillor Fletcher the best of luck and with his the new role, and I think he'll do a fantastic job.
There being no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Item 20 on the agenda, project management environment, no matters. So there being no further business, I believe I can close the meeting. Meeting's closed at 7:46. Thank you, councillors.